Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed.
I am in the middle of another Divine Mercy Encounter weekend retreat, and I'm the only priest, but we have 35 people, and it's unbelievable. These people are unbelievable. They're all on fire. You'll be able to see the fire coming this afternoon when we pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But every one of these kids, all of them, they're just on fire. But I'm the only priest, so I've had to do all the preaching since Thursday. So again, for those of you who constantly pray that I lose my voice, once again, you're getting close to it. But we're not done. But I'm still like so exhausted. So don't expect much. That's all I'm saying. When we get to the gospel today, it's a very famous passage. We all know the Good Samaritan well. But when I was meditating on this morning, instead of I was focusing on the Good Samaritan, I was focusing on the reality as if I was the one beat up. And before we can even get into the mercy part, we all got to know, before Jesus tells us, the one who treated with mercy, go and do likewise, we got to make sure that we've experienced and know mercy. Because unless you know the mercy of God, you don't even know what he's talking about. You don't even know what it is to give mercy to someone else. And again, mercy, I think, begins when we think about who God is. Now, God could have just taught us to follow the rules like he did in the Old Testament. These are what you're going to do. Do them, live. Don't do them, die. Now, nobody did them well. I've been doing a year through the Bible study, and I just went through 1st and 2nd Kings. And almost every king was messed up in Israel. It says that man did evil in his sight, that man did evil in his sight, and this king was worse than this king. What? Even when you get to the good kings, David and Solomon, they weren't that great. Let me give you a hint. David was a murderer, rapist, all these things. And so God came, and he was a very just God. And it's the same God, of course. But then he was thinking, these people are messing up bad. I will become one of them, and I will pay for their sins. David knew how much he needed God. That's why he could cry out that the psalm of begging for mercy. And David was always known as after a man after God's own heart in spite of his sinfulness. And I think one of the best and most important reasons why is because David wasn't filled with himself. He knew he needed mercy. The bad kings, none of them thought they needed mercy. And so often, us, we don't think we need mercy. We go to church all the time, and we go to church here, and we do these things, and we take care of the poor, and we do all these things. And then we compare ourselves to others, and we think, compared to these other people, I'm pretty good. So I know I'm supposed to think that I need mercy, but really I don't. I don't go to confession that often, because I can't think of anything I do. You know, and so until we come to know that you and I, as I've talked about before, deserve damnation, period. Not one of you here, and not me, doesn't deserve damnation. I am well aware of my own reality of being damned, and so must you. Teresa Avila, what brought her to conversion was when God showed her her place in hell. And she was there alone. And she was burning without being consumed. And she could see everybody else, but she couldn't talk to them. And once she knew that she, this great saint, Teresa Avila, once she knew that up there, she's up there in the feet of Joseph on our window, that's when she knew how much she needed mercy, and that took her on her way to sainthood. So the first thing you and I got to know is that everyone here, we can't do it our own. We need the mercy of God. So God didn't just teach us. He became one of us, and then he died for us. And once you get that, you'll be grateful. And once you know your gratefulness, then it's easier to be merciful to others. So now let's go into the guy who was beaten up. And this guy was left for dead. You be that person for a minute. What if someone beat you and left you for dead? And then Father Larry, the priest, comes walking by, do-do-do-do-do, and keeps going. Would you be hurt? You'd be hurt. You'd be mad, but you'd be more hurt. Well, you know, this man who was walking along, when the priest came, the reason the priest could not stop, because he, if he was dead, because he could have been dead, if he'd have touched him, he could not have been participate in the sacrifice at the temple. So this priest was more concerned about his following God and his holiness than to reach out and touch someone where he might become unholy. Levite, the same reality. More concerned about his following God and not making sure that he touched anything unholy or unclean. Only an enemy of the Jews went out of his way and touched him. I want you to think about your enemy. Everyone here has somebody who you hurt you or different things, and your pastor walks by you, the bishop walks by you, and your enemy comes and he stops or she stops, and she brings you as much as she or he brings you as much healing as they can. They pick you up. They put you on their horse or in their car. They take you, they pay for you to go to the hospital. They pay your bill. How would you feel? How grateful you'd be that the person who you don't care for went out of their way and the good people did not. So if that's what you want, and that's what you'd be grateful for, that someone would care for you so much, then be that to somebody else. To reach out to your enemies, to reach out to those that you don't care for, to reach out, because when you do that, now you're treating them with the same mercy you would want. Every one of us want mercy. Everyone. And if we want it, we got to give it. So that's why Jesus can look at them back then, and he can look at us today and say the same words. Who treated him as a neighbor? The one who treated him with mercy. Jesus says to you and me, now go and do the same. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.